Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Thursday, January 4th. Donald Trump is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn a ruling in Colorado that bars him from running for president there. The Colorado State Supreme Court ordered that the former president's name should be removed from the Republican primary ballot, arguing he's an insurrectionist based on his actions around January 6, 2021. CNN's Evan Perez breaks down Trump's line of defense.
Trump's lawyers say that the former president did not engage in insurrection, that the 14th Amendment of the Constitution doesn't actually mention the office of the president and doesn't apply to Trump, and that Congress, not the states, should determine eligibility for the presidency. They argue, in our system of government of the people, by the people, and for the people, Colorado's ruling is not and cannot be correct.
The former president's appeal comes a day after he challenged a similar decision by Maine. For now, Trump remains on the Colorado ballot while he continues his legal fight. The Colorado primary vote is in March. The first batch of documents naming Jeffrey Epstein's associates has been released, and more are coming. These files stem from a defamation lawsuit brought against Epstein's former girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, back in 2015 that was eventually settled. So far, there haven't been any bombshell revelations that we didn't already know about. But CNN's Shimon Procupes has more on the deposition of a former Epstein employee.
She says that Jeffrey Epstein told her that former President Bill Clinton liked them young, referring to girls. She says, according to her deposition, that Jeffrey Epstein, they were on a plane together, on one of Epstein's plane heading to New York City, and they couldn't land in New York, so they had to go to Atlantic City. And she says, while on that plane, Jeffrey Epstein told her that we'll call Trump and we'll go to Atlantic City, and she says they wound up going to a casino.
Neither Trump nor Clinton have been accused of any wrongdoing. CNN has reached out to the Trump campaign for comment, and Clinton's spokesperson reiterated that he hasn't done anything wrong. Senate negotiations over the U.S. southern border have been going on for weeks now, with work continuing through the holidays. But it's looking more and more likely that even if a deal is reached, it'll be dead on arrival at the House. A growing number of House Republicans are warning that any compromise with the Biden administration stands virtually no chance of passing their chamber. Some GOP members are pushing for hardline immigration policies and are using it in their campaigning, including a trip to the border yesterday. The death toll from the major earthquake in Japan on New Year's Day has risen to at least 84, and dozens are still reported missing as a search continues for survivors. In his New Year's address, Japan's prime minister says the geography of the region has made the search and rescue operations difficult, but is hoping that aid will now come faster as more roads reopen. Meanwhile, an official transcript of the air traffic control communications has revealed new details on Tuesday's plane collision at Tokyo Haneda Airport. It shows the Coast Guard aircraft, which was struck by a passenger plane, was instructed to only, quote, taxi to holding point and had not been cleared for takeoff. All 379 people on the commercial plane were safely evacuated, but five of the six crew members on the smaller Coast Guard aircraft died. Coming up, the FDA is evaluating possible side effects from popular weight loss drugs. The FDA is looking into reports of potential side effects for people using popular weight loss drugs, including hair loss and suicidal thoughts. The agency is evaluating whether medications like Ozempic, Mounjaro, and Wegovy need to be regulated after a number of users reported side effects. The FDA is still investigating any potential safety issues and hasn't concluded that the side effects are linked to the drugs. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.